President Cyril Ramaphosa confirmed that which was expected. The country is set to go into national lockdown effectively on Friday, that is 1 minute past 12 in the morning. And of course, critically, the reason is curbing the spread of the coronavirus. At the time of his speaking yesterday, the official caseload stood at 402. That's now jumped to over 550 today. And the health minister, Zweli Mkhize, has warned that we're going to see that number rise further before it declines. In the shutdown, non-essential businesses must close, with the likes of supermarkets, petrol stations and pharmacies being allowed to stay open. While the president outlined some measures to help mitigate the economic impact of the decision, with basically no real fiscal measures as yet, the question is how will businesses, particularly small businesses, look at the end of the 21-day period? Will some even exist? Well, to discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Victor Khumuswana. He's a media commentator and the author of Africa is Open for Business. Thanks very much for joining us, Victor. First and foremost, do you think the president made the right call in trying to deal with the health crisis that's potentially on our country's doorstep?
He did, because the lockdown, good evening, Nomvumela.
Good evening.
The lockdown was inevitable. It's really the only logical way you can contain this. We have been seeing examples of how we do not take the virus seriously enough, and people are still not quite as vigilant as we could be. So the lockdown was inevitable because then you can bring one thing under control.
Yes.
The question, though, is, I listened to your previous guest, and I agree we should contain the virus, but remember, a lockdown has economic implications.
Yes.
So you can't say you do one before and then the other, because asking people to stay at home comes with the question, how will I survive?
Yeah.
We are over indebted as it is. Small businesses, to your point, employ a larger chunk. Hmm. Per rent generated in revenue, they employ more people or create more jobs than big business. So to go out and just hope we will come out and sort out the economy later might be problematic.
Yeah. Look, that's a little bit unfair to say, because, of course, there were measures that were introduced yesterday. I'll list a few of them. So there was this solidarity fund, you know, which the public has been invited to contribute to. There's the tax exemption for those who are earning less than 6,500 rand. The president said that will cover some 4 million people. There'll be assistance for those workers who fall ill with the coronavirus from the compensation fund. And there'll also be opportunities to tap on the unemployment insurance fund. Specifically, when it comes to small businesses, they're able to tap on 500 million rand in terms of support from the government. So specifically on that, around the 500 million rand, it does really sound inconsequential. But to what extent do you think these measures will help to keep small businesses alive?
They will help only as far as they address one thing that keeps businesses alive and fails them. And you ask anybody who's in business, they will tell you.
Hmm.
They say turnover is vanity, profit is sanity, and cash flow is reality.
Hmm.
The question is, all these measures, are they going to alleviate the cash flow problems of small businesses? I suspect not. Tax break. Tax is something you pay after you have made profit. Now, you've got to make sales before you can make the profit.
Yes.
Now, the businesses are closed, so there's no top line. There's not even that which we call vanity.
Yeah.
And then, look at the method of the things you use. You mentioned that we are going to have to do. Even the solidarity fund. I mean, you know what? We are not all Oppenheimers and Rupert. We don't have... We don't even know how long this is going to last for. How many people are going to really be able to donate, and for how long? That's my question.
Yeah.
My question is, will this grant system, the one by the Department of Small Business Development, at least people have been reporting errors for the past 24 hours. I tried it myself. It kicked me out. And so you're creating way too many obstacles and too many bureaucratic levels at which people must talk. I thought if you are in an emergency situation, you want to minimize the steps where you are going to stop and try and pick up your bag, pick up your phone. You want to make sure you only focus on dealing with the emergency in a very direct way. I appreciate whatever the president and his team are trying to do. The question is, will they alleviate the cash flow problems of small businesses, especially in Mpumelelo, because in less than 7 days is month end.
Yeah.
Those debit orders are going to suck every liquidity that's left in the personal account, in the business account, and we will be staring down still 7 days of the lockdown or so, I mean, more than 14 days. It's going to be chaotic.
Yeah.
Unless we can answer the cash flow requirements of the small businesses, we are going to be tinkering.
Look, you raise,
on the economic side.
Yeah, you raise a fundamental issue, that is, you, in order to get revenue, you need sales. And then you talked about the whole vanity and sanity thing, which I won't try and break down. You're absolutely correct. But of course, the president did hint that the banking sector might be announcing measures to assist small businesses. We have heard some members of the banking sector coming forward to saying that they're going to give payment holidays to students and certain other sectors of the community. What do you think the banking sector could do to assist in this situation?
Yeah, I chuckle when I hear student loans. I mean, I'm a parent of a university student, so I know that's not the most pressing of my problems, I can tell you that. The most pressing is, will I have money to take him to school? Will I have petrol in the car to drive him if I have to? Will I have food for him? Will I have air time for him to study at home while this lockdown is in force? So here's my proposal. Banks have been wasting too much time talking past each other. This is not the time to try and outdo one another. They should come as the banking association and say, we are doing the following thing. They have been given the leeway because the competition regulations have been relaxed.
Yes.
It's not even necessary to relax them. They have been not competitive anyway. When they raise interest rates, they do it at the same level. So it's not as if they have really been competing. But this time, there's a regulatory leeway for them. They should have done it even before the president came in. It would have been a lot more reassuring if they said, we're giving everybody a debt freeze, medical aid companies won't cancel cover, mobile network operators, that's another big one. They shouldn't be trying to sell us new packages that will help us work from home. They should be saying, we understand that network connectivity and data are as good as oxygen in this time of crisis. We are going to give people leeway. They will collect the money eventually. They know who we are. They know what we've been doing. They can keep track of the airtime we're spending. But at this time, they shouldn't be trying to sell us new packages, because they should be helping the nation to stay intact, especially so that we can make the lockdown, which is, again, I repeat, a very important step and very wise move by the president, and necessary, and we should support him.
Yeah.
So make it possible and workable.
Look, Victor, we have a very ugly unemployment rate, and there is a very strong possibility that a number of people will effectively go into unemployment come Friday morning, even if that's not the intention. Do you anticipate that the unemployment picture in the second quarter of this year might be more horrendous than anything we've seen in recent years?
It's only logical. If you think about it, unemployment is already scaling the 30% range.
Yeah.
So if you now shut down the small businesses that employ the bulk, the larger chunk of your workforce, and create more jobs per rand of revenue earned, you are going to have unemployment. Because small businesses don't have a lot of leeway. They don't have a lot of fuel in the tank. We don't sit out there with cash. Even now, I'm negotiating with my landlord for a rental holiday. It's only 1 month of the lockdown. It hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
So it tells you just how little we have and how much range anxiety we are operating on. So certainly, yes, unemployment is going to be a lot more difficult. And that's why I'm saying, yes, let's clamp down the coronavirus spread, but let's worry about keeping the economy charging along, at least at a minimum pace or a minimum rev count, just so that we don't aggravate the unemployment situation. And most of all, the desperation of the populace. Because people who are hungry are not going to stay at home and say we are observing the lockdown. They are going to go out there and say, if I'm going to die of starvation, maybe I should die of coronavirus.
Yeah, I know, that's hectic indeed. And then, of course, we see that countries like the United States, they're also now beginning to suffer with people losing, because they have very flimsy kind of labor relations there. It's, if you don't work, you don't get paid, and they can easily let you go and all of that. We're seeing a lot of people getting unemployed, and there we've seen job numbers rising all the time.
Yeah.
And so there's a real concern that after a lockdown period, who's going to take them if a whole load of businesses are shut thereafter. So what I'm trying to get to is that, do you think that come the end of the 21 days, even though we're trying to arrest a medical emergency, a health emergency, we might actually have more social problems down the line?
That's why we can't look at it and only as a health problem, because we know at least Americans have food stamps there, Mpumelelo. We don't here. We struggle with food eating schemes at school sometimes. We struggle with social grants for the poor and the indigent. Now, we can't be having food stamps in the Solidarity Fund. It's a great thing. But what happens if we have to go beyond 21 days of the lockdown because the president realizes we haven't flattened the curve, as it were? We are going to now, are we going to get more donations or what? From what exactly, because businesses are shutting down, are being forced to shut down in observance. And again, I'm not against businesses shutting down. I'm just saying, let's look at it as a comprehensive, holistic issue, not just as a health issue, because it's not ever just a health issue.
Yeah.
Especially when people are charging exorbitant prices for sanitizers and masks and all those things that we need to stay healthy.
Mm. Victor, you've been at the helm of a mic, so you understand when I say it's time to say goodbye. Thank you very much for your insights. That was Victor Humoswana. He's a media commentator and the author of Africa is Open for Business.